遵义市2020年初中毕业生学业升学统一考试英语试题卷黑卷第一部分听力第一节听力选择 A 图片理解请听句子从 A、B、C 中选择与句子意思相符的正确图片并用 2B 铅笔把答题卡上对应题目的答案标号涂黑听两遍
Number 1 My mother often tells me not to eat too many potato chips
My mother often tells me not to eat too many potato chips
Number 2. Don't forget to take your student card when you go to the library.
Don't forget to take your student card when you go to the library.
Number 3. We are going to go boating if it is sunny this Saturday.
We are going to go boating.If it is sunny this Saturday.
Number 4. It's already 10 to 11. Hurry up, or we will be late for the speech.
It's already 10 to 11. Hurry up, or we will be late for the speech.
Number 5.Sally was happy because she helped her little brother find his school bag beside the bed.
Sally was happy because she helped her little brother find his school bag beside the bed.
B. 小对话理解请听小对话及问题从 A, B,C 中选择正确的答案并用 2B 铅笔把答题卡上对应题目的答案标号涂黑听两遍
Number 6 What kind of movies do you like to watch, Eric?
I like cartoons because they often have funny dialogues and interesting stories
Question What kind of movies does Eric like to watchWhat kind of movies do you like to watch, Eric?
I like cartoons because they often have funny dialogues and interesting stories.
Question. What kind of movies does Eric like to watch? Number 7. The program Youth With You is really funny. Do you think so?
Well...I think it is educational because it teaches us to have dreams and take responsibilities.
Question. How does the boy like the program? The program Youth With You is really funny. Do you think so?
Well, I think it is educational because it teaches us to have dreams and take responsibilities.
Question. How does the boy like the program?Number 8. Excuse me, can I borrow these 3 books?
No problem, but you can only keep them for 3 weeks.
Okay, I will return the books on time.
Question. Where did the conversation take place?
Excuse me, can I borrow these 3 books?
No problem, but you can only keep them for 3 weeks.
Okay.I will return the books on time.
Question. Where did the conversation take place?
Number 9. What do you think is the best way to improve English, Mr. Brown?
There are many ways. such as listening to English songs and taking notes. But I think the best way is reading English books.
Yes, I can't agree more.
Question: Which is the best way to improve English according to Mr. Brown?
What do you think is the best way to improve English, Mr. Brown?
There are many ways, such as listening to English songs and taking notes. But I think the best way is reading English books.
Yes, I can't agree more.
Question: Which is the best way to improve English according to Mr. Brown? Number 10. Anna, we have to hand in the report before next Monday. Have you finished it yet?
No, I haven't. But I will finish it the day after tomorrow. You know, today is Wednesday.
Question: When will Anna finish her report? Anna, we have to hand in the report before next Monday. Have you finished it yet?
No, I haven't. But I will finish it the day after tomorrow. You know, today is Wednesday.
Question: When will Anna finish her report?
C. 长对话理解。请听长对话，根据其内容，从 A、B、C 中选择能回答所给问题的最佳答案，并用 2B 铅笔把答题卡上对应题目的答案标号涂黑。听三遍。
Excuse me, this is Renmin Road Police Office. What can I do for you?
I lost my phone after work today.
Could you tell me where you went after work?
I went to the Yonghui supermarket on foot, and I put it on the desk in the restroom.
Okay, let me write down your information so that we can return it to you if somebody gives it back.
No problem. My name is Bruce. I live on Renmin Road, and my office is on Guangzhou Road.
Well...What's your telephone number?
You can call my home number. It is 0851-575-896.
I got it. What's the color of your phone?
It's a Huawei phone, and it is blue.
All right. If someone returns it, we'll call you as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Excuse me.This is Renmin Road Police Office. What can I do for you?
I lost my phone after work today.
Could you tell me where you went after work?
I went to the Yonghui supermarket on foot, and I put it on the desk in the restroom.
Okay, let me write down your information so that we can return it to you if somebody gives it back.
No problem. My name is Bruce. I live on Renmin Road.And my office is on Guangzhou Road.
Well, what's your telephone number?
You can call my home number. It is 0851-575-896.
I got it. What's the color of your phone?
It's a Huawei phone, and it is blue.
All right. If someone returns it, we'll call you as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.Excuse me, this is Renmin Road Police Office. What can I do for you?
I lost my phone after work today.
Could you tell me where you went after work?
I went to the Yonghui supermarket on foot, and I put it on the desk in the restroom.
Okay, let me write down your information so that we can return it to you if somebody gives it back.
No problem. My name is Bruce.I live on Renmin Road, and my office is on Guangzhou Road.
Well, what's your telephone number?
You can call my home number. It is 0851-575-896.
I got it. What's the color of your phone?
It's a Huawei phone, and it is blue.
All right. If someone returns it, we'll call you as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
第二节，听力填空。D， 短文理解。请听短文，根据其内容填写表格，并将正确答案用黑色墨水笔或黑色签字笔填写在答题卡规定的位置上。听三遍。
Once there was a poor woman. She lived alone in a village. One day, a young man named Bill came to her door. He was very hungry and asked the old woman for help. The old woman said, "Come in and have dinner with me." But my dinner is just some potatoes. They had dinner together. After the dinner, the old woman told Bill to take some potatoes with him. He thanked her and then left. 10 years later, Bill came back again and gave the woman a bag of money. She was surprised. Bill said, "I grew some potato plants with the potatoes you gave to me. Now I am a rich man.But I never forget to thank the people who have helped me."
Once there was a poor woman. She lived alone in a village. One day, a young man named Bill came to her door. He was very hungry and asked the old woman for help. The old woman said, "Come in and have dinner with me. But my dinner is just some potatoes." They had dinner together. After the dinner,The old woman told Bill to take some potatoes with him. He thanked her and then left. 10 years later, Bill came back again and gave the woman a bag of money. She was surprised. Bill said, "I grew some potato plants with the potatoes you gave to me. Now I'm a rich man, but I never forget to thank the people who have helped me."
Once there was a poor woman.She lived alone in a village. One day, a young man named Bill came to her door. He was very hungry and asked the old woman for help. The old woman said, "Come in and have dinner with me. But my dinner is just some potatoes." They had dinner together. After the dinner, the old woman told Bill to take some potatoes with him. He thanked her and then left. 10 years later, Bill came back again and gave the woman a bag of money. She was surprised. Bill said, "I grew some potato plants with the potatoes you gave to me. Now I am a rich man, but I never forget to thank the people who have helped me."